Our next speaker, Mr. Gatton, he actually spoke yesterday at the fundamentals on PDs, SUPs, and variances, and is back again today to speak once again. And Gallen began his career at the City of Midland, Texas, where he was originally introduced to planning and zoning, so we can thank the City of Midland for that. And currently, he serves as an assistant city attorney for the City of Arlington, provides legal advice on planning and zoning and many other various matters that fall under the title of assistant city attorney, as well as fair housing, stormwater, code compliance matters. And he also received his JD degree from Texas Tech University. Guns up, right? There you go. Any guns up out there? Got a few, okay. Tried to wake them up. That's your job.
Thank you.
And he brings lots of energy to the stage.
Oh, no, I was inspired following him yesterday. So, yesterday afternoon, we had a good time. First off, before we get started, I want to make it very clear, and I did speak to him earlier. The paper that is in your packet was graciously provided by Terry Welch, and he is absolutely happy to take any complaints regarding the paper. So he's sitting in the back there, so go after him. So the Planning Committee was so gracious. They tried their best to, I tried my best to get out of this, and they just kept coming back with, well, you know what, we could Terry's got a paper. You could do his paper. I'm like, I don't have time to write a paper. So anyway, but I do appreciate it. Just a show of hands, because it is afternoon, and I did appreciate the fact that Heather tried to get you guys. I know Meals been working on you, but try to get you guys waking up. How many people in the room have had to do? First off, how many people in the room have never heard of an STR? Okay, I just want to know, because that there was a time when I didn't know what STR stood for, and that was a wonderful time in my life that I wish I could go back to. Unfortunately, in my office, I'm sadly sometimes referred to as the STR attorney, so that goes with the land use title. But back in 2016, I had never heard of an STR. I did not know what an STR was, a short-term rental or otherwise. Airbnb was, honestly, I just thought it was something like, you know, like Uber or something. It's an app on your phone. I used to, when I was starting out in my career, I used to advise young attorneys that there's two types of things that you should always not volunteer to be a part of. That is any code amendment that has to do with animals. Always find someone else to work on that project. And then at the time, and I know some of you younger attorneys here probably are going to kind of be surprised by this, but believe me, it was a big deal. Smoking ordinances, anything involving smoking, stay away from it. When I was in Midland, we literally moved a public hearing to a convention center because so many people wanted to take the podium mic and tell us how we had wronged everyone. So I thought I was doing okay. You know, land use, it's an interesting item, but I'm not touching animals for the most part. Although it sounds like, thanks to Janet's presentation, we might be dealing with animal husbandry in the land use concept. But I thought I was doing okay, and then short-term rentals came up, and as you can see, I put this picture up here to show you, this was a young man with full black hair who had never heard of a short-term rental, and this is me now. Also, I wore a gold tie today, and it's not because, I like gold. But I found during the madness with short-term rentals that the groups like to pick colors to represent whether or not they are pro or anti-STR regulations. So In our city, it was red and blue. And so very quickly I learned, do not wear a red or blue article of clothing. You will be grabbed by somebody very quickly.